Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 59 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jonathan Burton.
This is your victory.
Andy Beshear is claiming the win while incumbent Governor Matt Bevin wants a re-canvass.
A public advocacy group says Trump's support wasn't enough to help the incumbent governor get reelected.
Voters in Inez will not dissolve the city, and three eastern Kentucky communities went wet.
Round Emergency Management is offering free smoke detectors to some area residents.
A new study says vaping doesn't lead teens to smoking.
In sports, Moorhead State's men's basketball and volleyball teams are preparing for games this week.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
A 30% chance of rain tonight with a low around 44. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Neck and neck election returns in Kentucky's hotly contested governor's race, made for a tense Tuesday night at both Democratic and Republican headquarters, with Attorney General Andy Beshear eking out a close win and the governor declining to concede. Beshear, who made public education and incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin's rocky relationship with teacher groups a centerpiece of his campaign, told supporters that values were more important than party lines.
To our educators, this is your victory.
But Bevin, who came up around 5,000 votes short in the final tally, appeared unfazed when he addressed Republican headquarters, hinting that inconsistencies in the voting, he promised a process will be followed to ensure the results are correct. He asked for an official re-canvass this afternoon.
We know for a fact that there have been more than a few irregularities. They are very well corroborated.
The gubernatorial results led to a subdued mood at the GOP election night party on what would otherwise have been a historic straight sweep for Republicans, who captured every other statewide office up for grabs, including Attorney General, Secretary of State, Auditor, Treasurer, and Agriculture Commissioner.
While Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear is declaring victory in the governor's race, Governor Matt Bevin is not conceding the race. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Anyone waiting for a concession speech from Governor Matt Bevin Tuesday night was left with this cliffhanger instead.
Would it be a Bevin race if it wasn't a squeaker? I mean, come on. I mean, really and truly, this is a close, close race. We are not conceding this race by any stretch. Not at all.
Bevin ended the night around 5,000 votes down in the tally, but vowed to make sure the process is followed to ensure the results are correct. Once the results are certified, the governor has 30 days to request a re-canvass or seek a recount. Carol Russ, a former teacher who volunteered for Bevin's campaign, had this to say when asked if she was optimistic a recount could alter the outcome.
I would pray hard to that end.
The results led to a somewhat subdued mood at the GOP election night party, despite big wins for Republicans who captured every other statewide office up for grabs, including Attorney General, Secretary of State, Auditor, Treasurer, and Agriculture Commissioner. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A public advocacy and lobbyist group focused on criminal justice reform says President Donald Trump's visit to Kentucky wasn't enough to help Governor Matt Bevin win his bid for re-election. The Justice Action Network is a nonprofit, bipartisan group which promotes sentencing and criminal code reform, rehabilitation programs, and reducing recidivism. Executive Director Holly Harris hopes Democrat Andy Beshear will focus on unity when he takes office in January.
Extend an olive branch. Let's try to figure out a way to work together. Let's put people above partisanship and look for, you know, areas of consensus. And then let's try to move forward in those areas. I mean, sure, there's going to be fights about other things, but there will be areas where there will be bipartisan consensus. And if we can just lean in on those, we can still do some good things for the people of the Commonwealth.
Harris says while conservative politics remain popular in Kentucky, Bevin was unable to follow through on his campaign promises, which led to his unsuccessful bid for a second term.
Moorhead saw a higher-than-anticipated voter turnout, with a 46.6% showing up at the polls for the gubernatorial election on Tuesday. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
In the governor's race, Attorney General Andy Beshear beat incumbent Governor Matt Bevin in Round County 4,045 votes to 2,744. Libertarian John Hick received 130 votes. In the Attorney General's race, Democrat Greg Stumbo had 3,522 over Republican newcomer Daniel Cameron with 3,329 votes. In the Secretary of State race, Republican Michael Adams received 3,052, while Democrat Heather French Henry led round with 3,824 votes. For Auditor of Public Accounts, Republican Mike Harmon won round with a slim margin over Democrat Sherry Donahue. They received 3,262 and 3,225, respectively. Libertarian Kyle Higginberg received 232 votes. In the state treasurer's race, Republican Allison Ball received 3,576 votes, while Democrat Michael Bowman received 3,200 votes in round. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Voters in Inez, Kentucky, have decided to not dissolve the city. The results are in from Tuesday's election, and there were 115 no votes and 46 votes for yes. According to WSAZ, former City Commissioner David Nunsi helped get the decision on the ballot because he believes the city taxes aren't worth the services provided. Inez Mayor Ed Daniels warned voters last week that if the city were to dissolve, citywide responsibilities would become issues for neighbors and the county government. In the governor's race on Tuesday, Martin County voters showed up overwhelmingly for incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin, who received 1,596 votes to Democratic candidate Andy Beshear's 544.
Three Eastern Kentucky communities that have banned alcohol for decades have voted to legalize alcohol sales. All of Lee County, McKee and Jackson County, and Elkhorn City and Pike County have all legalized sales of alcohol despite staunch resistance from opposition. Elkhorn City's Mayor Mike Taylor has been outspoken in his opposition to sales of adult beverages. Despite a failed attempt to legalize alcohol sales in previous elections, the measure finally passed this time with a vote of 262 to 202. Beattyville City Council member Lisa Moore tells LEX18 the wet dry referendum also passed in Lee County 1,243 to 779. The Jackson County Clerk's Office confirms the referendum passed in McKee with a vote of 100 to 81.
Looking ahead to the next election, the Republican Party of Kentucky is accusing Matt Jones of serious violations of campaign regulations. The party filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission today, accusing Jones of violating regulations by accepting campaign contributions from corporations. RPK Chairman Macaulay Brown tells WKYT that Jones should be held accountable for misusing multiple platforms paid for by his corporate sponsors to unlawfully promote his U.S. Senate candidacy. Jones hosts Kentucky Sports Radio on iHeartMedia radio stations. Jones responded to the complaint on Twitter, claiming Mitch McConnell is trying to get KSR taken off the air immediately with the complaint, which he calls, quote, nonsense, because he has not filed to run. The RPK also claims Jones's upcoming book tour violates campaign laws. The title of the book is Mitch Please, How Mitch McConnell Sold Out Kentucky and America Too. The book is being published by Simon & Schuster and is set for release in 2020.
Senator Rand Paul said he will probably disclose the name of the whistleblower whose complaint launched the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Paul made the comments to reporters and on Fox News Tuesday. He asserts that he can legally name the whistleblower.
The statute says the inspector general can't reveal the name. There's nothing that prevents me from saying it now other than that I want it to be more about the process and less about the person. But there's no law that prevents me from mentioning the name of who's been said to be the whistleblower.
He called for the media to release the whistleblower's name at Trump's rally in Lexington on Monday. Laws exist to protect the identities and careers of people who bring forward accusations of wrongdoing against government officials.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
As winter months move into the Bluegrass, officials say the likelihood of home fires increases. Officials with the Rowan County Emergency Management have teamed up with the American Red Cross to provide smoke detectors free to residents. Rowan County Emergency Management Director Jim Hampton says residents who live in homes that otherwise would not have detectors qualify for the program.
We're able to offer those free smoke detectors installed in people's homes. We can't give them away. We install them. We make sure they're put in the correct place and that they're working. They're very nice smoke detectors. They are equipped with a 10-year life battery, which is the life of a smoke detector. And something that people don't realize a lot of times is that smoke detectors have a 10-year lifespan. After that, even if the batteries are good, they need to be replaced.
To apply for the free smoke detectors and installation, visit rowan-kyem.us.
A new study says vaping makes teens more likely to try cigarettes, but doesn't increase the odds that they'll become smokers. A 2018 study from the University of California, San Francisco, linked vaping to established cigarette smoking in adolescents. But the new study has a simple explanation for that apparent link. People who tend to vape may just be more similar to those who tend to smoke. This time, the researchers used complex statistical analysis and considered pre-existing differences among teens, like race and gender. Principal Deputy Director for the CDC, Dr. Ann Schuchat, tells CNN the enjoyment of flavor plays a role in making vape addiction simple to obtain.
The nicotine level in recent e-cigarette products is extremely high and very addictive. The nicotine salts that are used in the more recent generations of e-cigarettes make the product very palatable and easy to enjoy. And so we think that addictive products are addictive.
The research was published Monday in the medical journal Nicotine and Tobacco Research.
The Railbird Festival is returning to Lexington next year. About 30,000 people attended the festival in August, and event organizers and local business owners say the festival was a huge success. Alexandria Smith is an employee at Pies and Pints. She tells WKYT the festival brought in new customers.
Definitely had some people traveling in from Tennessee. We saw a few people from Charlotte, North Carolina. So we got some people coming in, but the festival itself was huge.
The two-day 2020 festival will be held August 22nd and 23rd at Keeneland. The 2020 lineup has not yet been announced.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 57. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, increasing clouds with a low around 44. Thursday, rain with a high near 47. Thursday night, a 20% chance of rain and showers, cloudy during the early evening with a low around 23. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 49.
Taking a look at current temperatures around the region, it's 59 degrees in Winchester, Mount Sterling, and Ashland, 58 degrees over in Grayson, 60 in Lexington and Inez, and here on the campus of Morehead State University, it's 58 degrees. On our feature segment today, Morehead State alumni and author Sean Corbin is coming to Coffee Tree Books to read from his newest book. WMKY's Jonathan Burton has the story.
A selection of poems from The Leopard Dreams of Snow will be presented November 7th at 6 p.m. The Poetry Chapbook contains stories that relate to Corbin's personal life and was released last year under Finishing Line Press, and he is now promoting the book. Corbin graduated from Morehead State in 2011 with a bachelor's degree in creative writing and a master's in English. He says the content in the book involves themes of health.
A collection of poems where the speaker kind of explores the idea of health, physical health, mental health, being a healthy father, living in a healthy society, all of these things, trying to get through the day, basically, with all of these issues kind of weighing down on him and how he sort of deals with those issues in humorous and maybe not so humorous ways.
Corbin says it's good to focus on the good in life, even in times of misery.
I think it's really important to find that thing that makes you happy, that's worth going through all of this stuff. I don't want to label it a reason for living, because that just makes it a goal that you're striving for, and you're never really going to reach that goal. Just a reason to be happy and to be mindful and in the moment.
It's important to put in work for a degree, especially if it is a passion.
But there's a lot of things that you can do with it. They're just kind of secondary. You got to do a lot of legwork. So to show people that there is a path there, and that it is beneficial to have this degree, because I love this degree. This degree helped me meet my wife, and we've got two kids. It got me through college. I've got three degrees because of this one. So it's a really, really just amazing program.
Sometimes a passion will include a few challenges along the way.
I had already started writing a little bit, and it was a passion of mine from high school, but I kind of let it go by the wayside. I had started back at it, and then when I came back to Moorhead, they had an intro to creative writing class. There was a BFA creative writing program starting. I was someone that came to school that second time when I was ready and saw the career path that was opening up and just stayed on it like a shot.
Corbin's goal with his business is to share his family's love of art and to help those who have the same desire.
Business that I've started with my wife, Amanda Corbin, it's called Milestone Art Collective. It's named after our two sons. We are really focusing on offering freelance writing services. So if you need copywriting, but also focusing on really pushing our own art, because we both don't stop spreading the word of art as far as possible.
To learn more about Sean Corbin and his artistic endeavors, go to milestonecollective.wordpress.com. For WMKY News, I'm Jonathan Burton.
It's 4:47 and 58 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jonathan Burton and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this chilly Wednesday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
The Eagle basketball and volleyball teams are prepping for big games this week. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin. The Moorhead State basketball team is back in the gym today, gearing up for their second game of regular season play. The Eagles host Spalding tomorrow night. Head coach Preston Spradlin says it's a quick turnaround to do two games in 3 days, but the schedule was designed that way.
I was pleased with the exhibition the other day. I thought our guys showed some real maturity and a great focus to play into our standards and not necessarily play into the level of competition. And so I thought we had a good showing in the exhibition. We did some good things defensively. We really shared the ball. 22 assists on 29 made field goals, and everybody contributed. Everybody got in and made some positive plays on either side of the ball.
Spradlin hopes the great win on Tuesday will encourage more fans to come to Thursday's matchup with Spalding. Tip-off at Johnson Arena is set for 6 p.m. The Moorhead State volleyball team is gearing up for their final home matches of the season this weekend. The Eagles welcome Ohio Valley Conference foes Tennessee Tech and Jacksonville State to Johnson Arena on Friday and Saturday. Head coach Jamie Gordon says his team has made commitments to keeping themselves healthy, both mentally and physically.
Getting into the weight room, getting into our training staff, making sure that little things and little nagging injuries don't become something big. And that takes a daily commitment from our training staff, but also from our athletes. I think they've done a really good job to make sure, you know, that they're as healthy as they can be and that their bodies are in good shape and ready to get out there and compete.
Friday night, MSU will host Tennessee Tech's Golden Eagles at 6 p.m. On Saturday, they'll face the Jacksonville State Gamecocks at 2 p.m. Both those games can be seen on ESPN+. An Intercollegiate Saddle Seat Riding Association show will be held this Saturday for saddle seat teams from Morehead State, the University of Kentucky, Louisville, and Georgetown College. The equestrian team hosts two events a year and is made up of students from across all standings and majors. Devin Lisnick is the equestrian team coach at Morehead. She says the judges will be looking for a variety of things.
So for the intercollegiate shows, we are judging equitation, which basically means that the judges are looking for correctness of position in the rider, and then also how the rider is able to communicate with their horse. And for the intercollegiate riding, they catch ride. So it very much is testing the rider's skills to ride a variety of horses.
The show will be hosted at Derrickson Agricultural Complex. Admission is free and begins at 1 p.m. The Round County Football Fist is looking for redemption in the first round of district play this week. The 6-4 Vikings will travel to Covington Friday night to face off with Scott High for a second time this season. Head coach Kelly Ford says his team has learned a lot since their 54-28 loss back in week 6.
Our kids have came so they've came so far with our personal fouls and keeping their mouth shut and just playing football. I mean, they live and learn. I mean, they're 16, 17, 18 teenagers that get tempers flying, but you know, we just got to continue to teach them and progress them that, you know, everybody's not against you. You just got to sometimes, you know, hush your mouth and listen.
Game time in Covington Friday night is set for 7:30 p.m. Taking a look at other district football games around the WMKY listening area, this Friday, Bath County heads to West Carter. Fleming County plays host to Pendleton County. East Carter heads to Russell. Ashland Blazer is at home against Greenup County. And Montgomery County heads to Scott County. All these games will take place at 7:30 p.m. The Hazard community is working to support a local high school baseball coach diagnosed with cancer. When players of the team heard Coach John Meehan was diagnosed with cancer, the team, along with the school and community, began hosting fundraisers. Player Jarrett Napier tells WYMT they wanted to be there for their coach.
And we've just really been trying to keep coach's spirits up, you know, because we know that's one of the most important things whenever you're going through a tough situation. And then we've done several fundraisers like this, you know, just trying to raise some money to help them out.
Hazard High School is selling T-shirts for $10 to help. McDonald's on Citizens Lane, owned by a previous player of Meehan's, also donated a portion of Tuesday night's sales. And finally, in sports this afternoon, former Kentucky and Louisville men's basketball coach Rick Pitino offered a sly but biting tweet on the governor's race. Pitino, who no longer lives in the Bluegrass, offered a simple gif in response to the governor Bevin's contested defeat. According to LEX18, the coach tweeted a gif of comedian Jerry Seinfeld eating popcorn with a caption, "That's a shame." Pitino has no qualms about his disdain for the governor, even insinuating that the governor had a hand in his firing from the University of Louisville following a recruitment scandal involving Adidas athletic wear. And that's going to do it for sports this afternoon. For WMKY, I'm Ty Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball welcomes Spalding tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Women's basketball plays Stetson at 6 p.m. on Friday, November 15th. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks closed today's session with very little change, struggling to sustain the recent rally that drove the market to record highs as U.S.-China trade worries continued to weigh. And at the close, the Dow Industrials were down less than one-tenth of a point at 27,492.56. The S&P 500 was down 2.15 at 3,076.77. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 24.05 at 8,410.63. The NASDAQ was weighed by weakness in big tech as Amazon, Microsoft, Apple, and Facebook all underperformed. Stocks actually hit their session lows after reports said President Trump and President or Chinese leader Premier Xi Jinping likely won't meet to sign a trade deal in the month of December. The meeting between Trump and Xi could be delayed as the two sides still need to decide on the terms and venue, according to a senior administration official. Wall Street analysts also poured cold water on trade deal hopes today, as various analysts commented that President Xi is not coming to the U.S. as mistrust does dominate the current phase of talks. And of course, China is reportedly pushing for Trump to remove more tariffs imposed in September on around $125 billion worth of Chinese goods. HP surged more than 6% after Xerox reportedly made a cash and stock offer for the personal computer and printer maker. CVS Health rose over 5% on stronger than expected third quarter earnings. In economic news, U.S. productivity dropped by the most since the fourth quarter of 2015 during the third quarter, according to the Labor Department. And Qualcomm, Expedia, TripAdvisor, Fox, and Papa John's are among the companies due to report after the bell today. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.2% on higher-than-expected U.S. inventories at $56.54 a barrel. Gold was up 0.6% at $1,492.60. In Europe, stocks had a fair day with the Stock 600 index up 0.2%. And in Asia, markets were mixed with the Nikkei up 0.2% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.4%. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp up 17 cents at 58.76, Delta Airlines up 7 cents at 57.58, Lowe's up 46 cents at 112.66, Marathon Petroleum down 2.15 at 64.29, and Valvoline was up 17 cents to finish at 22.16. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the national offices of Robert W. Baird.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast for tonight, a 30% chance of rain with increasing clouds overnight, a low around 44. Thursday, rain with a high near 47. Thursday night, a 20% chance of rain and showers, otherwise cloudy during the early evening with a low around 23. Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 39. Friday night, partly cloudy skies, a low around 24. And for your Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, a blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Regional Medical Center in Moorhead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free t-shirt.
Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead will feature a public reading by author Sean L. Corbin tomorrow at 6 p.m. Corbin will read from his selected poems. The event is free and open to the public.
The True Tones will perform in concert at Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, November 8th. That program is also free and open to the public.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents a concert by the 100th Army Band of Fort Knox at 7 p.m. on Friday, November 8th. Admission is free. Donations will be accepted for the Veterans Pavilion.
The Moorhead Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 12th at the Rowan County Public Library. Guest speaker Kathy Clay will present a program on the impact of negative thinking on mental health. The program is free and open to the community.
In conjunction with Grief Share Ministry, the Moorhead United Methodist Church is hosting Surviving the Holidays, an evening of support designed for friends and family in grieving the loss of a loved one. The free event is planned from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 12th. The community is invited. More information at 784-5626.
Elizabeth Bowman will perform in concert at Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Moorhead at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November the 14th. The program is free and open to the public. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Zoe Hall, Nacogdoches Miller, Lori Likens, Chanasty Davis, Ty Martin, Cody Robinson, and Sarah Mead. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Jonathan Burton. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived on the web daily at WMKY.org. For Jonathan Burton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.